Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Blog Talk Radio program, a place where you as a mother and as a daughter can come to have an honest conversation about your mother or daughter and to share your stories. Our topic today is on mothers and daughters conflict. Now, I know that's an interesting topic. I've had so many people express an interest as that to me to have this particular topic for the first show. This is our first show on Blog Talk Radio, and we welcome you today. We'll be with you each Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. as we continue through the year. Mother and daughter conflicts. Do you have something that you would like to say to your mother or daughter? Then join us today and every Saturday, like I said, at 10 a.m. to express your mother and daughter issues. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host. And today I have joining me a group of wonderful young ladies. They are a subsidiary of the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. They call themselves the Ambassador Daughters. They meet each Tuesday at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Center, which is at 315 South 21st Avenue. I'm forgetting the address. It's 315 South 21st Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. They are an advisory group. And what they do, they're a group of entrepreneurs that come together and looking at the various issues and the various programs that we can offer to mothers and their daughters. So with that being said, pick up your phone, call your mother and daughter friends, and ask them to join us today and each Saturday on our Blog Talk Radio. You tell them they can go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Click on air. You see the live button. That will take you right into the show if you're using your computer. If you are using your phone, you're going to just dial in 347-539-5078. Then click on the number 1 on your phone to participate. If you want to talk to us, you can click 1. If you don't, you just want to listen, just dial the number and sit back and relax and get some food for thought. So I invite you, like I said, sit back, relax, call your friends, and tell them to join us. It's going to be an interesting conversation. It's one of the most popular ones. Conflict is not only a mother and daughter relationships, but since that's our specialty, we're going to deal with that today. An honest conversation with the mothers and daughters. And if you need to contact me at any time during this program, you may contact me at Dr. Bessie at mdbn.org. That's Dr. Bessie at mdbn.org. That's the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. But before we get into our topic today, I'd like to make a few announcements. The Mother and Daughter Bonding Network is a nonprofit organization that has been in existence since 1999. It focuses on strengthening the relationships between mothers and daughters and creating healthier families. And I know all you ladies out there understand that sometimes when you have two or more females in the house together, sometimes there are times when issues come up, or as a daughter you feel, well, my mother just doesn't understand me. And being a psychologist myself, I hear a lot of complaints, and a lot of them start when the daughter was a small child, somewhere around the age between 5 to 12, something happens, and the child will interpret that to mean something. And everything else that the mother does from that point on is sort of measured by that thought. So a lot of times we have to go back and find out what happened in order to release the thought from the person's mind. So conflicts a lot of times come from hidden anger, and that is a real deep conversation that we're going to discuss at another point in time. Hidden anger. You don't really want to tell your mother that you are angry with her or that you don't like something that she's doing because of the respect that you may have for her. But in the meantime, you express those hidden angers through your words, through your energy, through your conversation, and therefore it affects your relationship with your mother. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. I just want to tell you about some exciting things that are happening at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. We are coming up to our Mother and Daughter Gala, which is going to be held on March the 11th through the 14th. And I guess you said a gala from the 11th through the 14th? No. What we're going to do, we're going to have a three-day conference and retreat. The conference and retreat will start on Thursday, the 11th, March the 11th, registration. Friday, we have an open forum. We have a series of classes that will be able to educate you on some of the things that can help you build a stronger, more loving and trusting relationship with your mother. And then we're going to go into an evening of entertainment and what we call the red carpet for divas. And on Saturday morning, we'll have just an open forum. We'll have various speakers talking to you about your health, about finances, about social issues, things that you need to know to help the mother grow in order to teach the daughter. And that afternoon is the grand finale. We are going to have the mother and daughter gala. Now, the gala is so special. We are going to have the Cinderella Ball, a real live Cinderella Ball. You will dress up and come out, and you will try to see if the shoe fit. I won't tell you much about that now, but I'll tell you later on. And then on Sunday morning, we will have a closeout of the conference with a covenant prayer breakfast where mothers will pray over their daughters as we close out and move on to the year. That's what we're dealing with now. We're excited about that. I can give you more details. We will have that done by next week, and then you can go on our website and find it. Of course, our website for the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network is www.mdbn.org. And when you're there, please look at our Mother and Daughter Bonding magazine. The Mother and Daughter Bonding magazine is a magazine directing stories for mothers and their daughters. And what we do in those particular stories is that we have a common thread of educating the mother and daughter in each story. We would like to have your mother and daughter stories, your poems, your pictures, your look-alike pictures. We're looking for anything that you would like to share that you think that might be of an interest to another mother and daughter that will help them grow and develop to be healthier and stronger. And I always say to mothers and daughters when I'm out on my speaking engagements that if you have a healthy, loving relationship with your mother, then you know how important that is to another young girl. So that should get you engaged. Or if you have or had a difficult relationship with your mother or daughter, you also know how that feels, and you should be willing to participate to help someone else avoid those issues. So when you share your story, you are helping someone else to grow and saving them maybe to go from going through some of the issues that you've gone through. If you would like to advertise in our Mother and Daughter Bonding magazine, feel free to email me at drbessie@mdbn.org, and I'll personally give you a call back, and we'll talk about how you can participate in the magazine. That, I think, is about all the announcements for today. And then now we're going to look at our topic. The topic is having an honest conversation with your mother about mother and daughter conflicts. If we have someone out there, our mother, our ambassador daughters, if you would give me a call, we'll open up the discussion, and we'll go from there. Hold on. I see, oh, my gosh, the key, switchboard is lit up. Let's see how we do this. Bear with me. Today is our first day. And I'm hello, caller? Just want to see if I can get them on air. Hello?
Good morning, Dr. B.
Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
This is Miss Christine Marie. How are you? Fantastic job.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Super excited about our new show. I think it's going to be fantastic, and I think women are going to use this as a great vehicle to help them get through issues that they have with their mothers and with their daughters.
Yes. So what do you think about tell us a little bit about you, Christine, just a little bit so the audience will know who I'm talking to.
My name is Christine Marie. I do not have daughters. I have two boys, but I am and was somebody's daughter.
There you go. That's the key.
You don't have to be a mom with a daughter. You can be a daughter. That is a requirement. If you are a female, you are somebody's daughter. And the most important thing, of course, is if you have a troubled relationship with your mother, like I did, the best thing is to know that once you get older, you will be very disappointed in the fact that you didn't do what you could as a child or as a teenager to try and make things work. Because when your mother is gone and you come to a situation where you need your mother, you won't be able to say, oh, when I was, you know, my mother was this for me or my mother was that for me, because you didn't have that relationship. And it's very important to find that and make that relationship work.
Right, right. So when, and I just want to say one thing just before I get into the conversation with you. There are so many people calling. I mean, it's just amazing. I don't know how to make it fit so that everybody can be on at once. So if you'll be patient with me, we're going to make it quick, and I'm going to go through. I am amazed. The switchboard is just lit up. So when you were young, Christine, and you were talking about your relationship with your mother, how do you see that relationship? What conflicts do you say? Let's deal with that first. What conflicts do you say, one that you can remember that you would share with us that made a difference in your relationship with your mother, either good or bad?
Never being on the same page because there was such a large gap in age between us.
Between you and your mother?
Between my mother and I. Just because there's a gap doesn't mean that your mother doesn't want to be there for you or doesn't help you. There's just a way of trying to step up a little bit towards your parents' age or your parent having to come down a little bit more to your level and find a happy medium to make it work.
Mm-hmm. What was the age difference between you and your mother, if I may ask?
35 years.
Okay. And you think that was too much of a difference for her to respond to you, or you think that was the issue, the age? Or what would you think that maybe it was a lack of information that she had, or she was giving you what she had, because we can only give our children what we receive from our mother?
I think mainly what it had to do with is growing up in a different culture and moving to a new culture, not mm-hmm. knowing the difference in cultures, mm-hmm. moving mm-hmm. from Europe from a wartime to coming to the United States to a wartime was totally different. So you have to be open to the things that your parents have been through, or if you're having an issue with your mother or your daughter's having an issue, seek guidance from a school counselor or from a clergy person or an outside person to put things into perspective.
Uh-huh. Are you an only child?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we have something in common. I'm an only child, too, as well. And we tend to expect more because we are only children. We figure the focus, you only have one focus. How can you miss it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling me. And stay tuned, listen, call back as we get into the conversation. I have another caller here. And, of course, you are an ambassador, so I appreciate that. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. You have a blessed day. Continue to listen, okay?
You too, my love. I will.
Thank you. Hello? Hello, Paula? Hello?
Hello?
Who am I speaking to?
Cynthia Oliver.
Hi, Miss Oliver. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I am doing great. Thank you for calling in this morning.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure.
So today we're talking about mother and daughter conflicts. And what I'm interested in is hearing a specific conflict that has affected your life and how it affects your life and what you've done to maybe overcome it, resolve it with your mother.
In listening to the topic and listening to the conversation before, Dr. Fletcher, one of the significant underlying assumptions as people that we like to avoid conflict at all times. And when you tend to sweep things under the rug, eventually it magnifies unresolved issues. And as far
mm-hmm.
as myself and my mother, the thing that has repaired my relationship with my mother is accepting the relationship for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I removed the conflict by accepting the relationship for what it is. And getting there, I stopped judging my mother for what she did or didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And that has enabled me to embrace my mother for who she mm-hmm. is, and for the relationship for what it is.
Okay, when did this conflict occur?
I was separated from my mother from the time I was two.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up and trying to become and trying to create the relationship that I wanted with my mother only added additional stress to me. I can only speak for me because I'm not my mother.
Right.
And creating all of this extra stress of trying to create something that's just not there
mm-hmm.
kept me angry with my mother for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn that my mother is who she is, and it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
However, in accepting that, I've been able to close that gap concerning my relationship with my mother.
Okay, well, there's one thing that I hear you. I hear what you're saying, and I think I understand what you're saying. But
mm-hmm.
then someone out in the audience may not. They says, "Okay, she accepted. How did you come to the resolve of accepting it? What did you do? What was your practice? What was your method for it?"
My practice was simply always doing self-reflections, always seeking mm-hmm. understanding as to what's going on with me. And how did all of this come about? Understanding and discovering is key to accepting. If you don't understand what has taken place in the life of you and your mother or in the life prior to you, you will not understand the dynamics of the relationship that has occurred with you and your mother. Something has occurred to create the situation in the lives of the people involved.
Okay,
so understanding about past.
Okay, I don't mean to cut across you, but what I want you to elaborate on just a little more in detail. Did you have a conversation with your mother to understand what happened?
I am 48 years old. It's only in the last 2 years that I started to talk to my mother to gain the understanding as to what took place. And it is only in the last 2 years that I've been able to let the resentment and the anger go towards my mother, because I have gained understanding. Though I've constantly, since my early years, done the self-reflection, I didn't know what was happening on her end or what had taken place on her end. So I removed myself emotionally from the conflict as I was growing up. But see, we have to understand, old hurt ain't going nowhere unless you deal with those issues. It is just lying dormant.
That's true. That's true. So this is a 40-year conflict situation between you and your mother.
Yes.
Wow.
And only in the last couple of years, just being able to really seek understanding as to what took place that brought us to our situation, my mother and my situation, as far as being separated, that gave me that freedom to accept her for who she is and stop judging her for what she did or did not do. Hurting people hurt people.
Right, right. Well, you know, I mean, my heart goes out to you, because I know a lot of people that even today cannot find that peace, cannot get to that sense of understanding that you can't change what has happened in the past. So what you want to do is look at the situation and, like you say, define it, try to get the best understanding, and then go into what we call the forgiving mode. Because in order to get beyond it, you have to forgive. And a lot of times people don't want to forgive. They want to hold on. Now, just imagine you were a two-year-old. You know, you were innocent. But then as you grew up, I'm hearing that you came to some sense. Okay, I was two. What was going on in her life that she made a choice to perhaps give me to someone else that could raise me, because at that time it was not the best thing for you? And she recognized that. And that's something sometimes you have to take your hat off, because mothers have to make decisions, and a lot of decisions are based on what they are going through. And sometimes when children grow up, they don't have all of the facts, and therefore they make an interpretation, and from that interpretation becomes the level of judgment.
Without a doubt. But
I thank you for sharing. We have another caller here, and like I said, the lines are lit up. Very interesting conversation. Thank you for sharing that, and you have a blessed day.
You as well.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Hello?
It is still I, Dr. Fletcher. It's still Cynthia Oliver.
Okay. Someone else was on the line. Somehow or another, they got cut off there. Hold on, Cynthia. I'll see if I can connect. Like I say, today is exciting. Today is my first day on the switchboard, so we're kind of playing around with it today and seeing how to bring as many people on as we possibly can. And, let's see how we do this. In the meantime, Cynthia, we'll continue to talk. Cynthia? I think she's gone. Okay. Like I said, I'm having an interesting conversation here. And 678, you're on the air. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us this morning.
I'm glad to be here. I'm excited. Congratulations on your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I pray that God will bless you to have many more, and I know you will be nationwide.
Thank you. I received that. I really do.
Amen.
Yeah, it is exciting. I tell you, we tried this before, and it was one of those things where my schedule wasn't fit, and so now we are properly in tune, and the Lord has placed it on my heart. This is the way to go, and this gives us an opportunity over the Internet to reach mothers and daughters around the world.
Amen.
So I am excited because after today, I know we're going to have such a rating that, you know, mothers and daughters are just going to come out the woodwork because it's an interesting topic. Mother and daughter relationship. Mothers are the nurturers. They are the ones that help form to nurture the family. And the kids turn out, I'm guilty of saying, according to the mother. If the child is out of order, then the mothers drop the ball. A lot of times mothers get a little upset, but, you know, that's the truth. Now, today we're talking about mother and daughter conflicts. What's your turn on your take on that? And give us your name, please.
My name is Janice Paldo.
Okay. Ms. Paldo, what is your take? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say I'm calling from Decatur, Georgia.
All right.
Mothers and daughters, I think a lot of times, speaking as a single mom, mothers,
okay,
we have a tendency to try to fulfill the shoes of the father role as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of times we miss it. Not meaning to, just trying to provide that child with everything that we feel like they're missing because that other parent is not there.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have to really focus on is just really doing the best that we can with that child. Because we can never take a father's place. I have also two sons, and my concern when I was raising my children is my sons would have that father figure because I felt like I was enough for my daughter. And
mm-hmm.
when she got older, she explained to me, she said, "Mama, you always thought that my brothers needed a father figure, and I needed one too." So
mm-hmm.
that really, and she didn't express that to me because she was like in her late teens. And so I would just suggest that mothers do the best that they can. And if you have an uncle, a brother or even a cousin or someone that you can trust around your daughter and to fulfill a father role or give that that guidance, what they're to expect in a boyfriend, what they're expecting in a husband, to open the doors and to be courageous for a man to pull the chair out for them, you know, things like that. Because, see, that's something we can't do. We can tell them, but certain things coming from a man to a daughter, it sinks in their minds a little more clear.
Would you say that because of that statement that she made to you, that brought on some conflicts in your relationship?
Yes, I would, because I think because right now she dates a older guy, and he's about 7 years older than her, and I think she's it brings the conflict because she's looking for a father figure, I believe, in guys that she dates. So we have a conflict of interest in that aspect. So I would think so.
So what happened during your relationship before we get to this point? Somewhere when she was a teen and she made that statement, do you think her behavior was based on that particular statement, some things that she's done or said to you or reacted in some way or didn't obey you and what you requested from her was based on that statement? What's the one thing that you would like to share with us about that?
Well, let me think. Well, once the conflict started, like I said, well, I would say about when she was 16, and she started going out and started dating. As I said, she would date older guys, and then, you know, got in a rebellious state.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our relationship started to drift apart. She's in college, and thank God she hasn't had any children yet, and she's maintaining her grades, but she decided she wanted to move out on her own. And I had to respect that, even though I didn't want her to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she moved out, and she's dating an old, you know, living with an older guy. He's, like I said, he's about 7 years older than her. So
mm-hmm.
I think that caused her to rebel. I would like to think our relationship was pretty decent until she got into that late teen stage, and because
mm-hmm.
we had a good relationship that she started dating. So, but now we still don't see eye to eye on things. But since she's been on her own, we get along a little better than we did before in her late teen stage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I had a young lady that I had a conversation with just a couple of days ago, and that was similar to what you're talking about. And her issue was that she felt her brothers was able to do whatever they wanted to do, and she was not. And so my advice to her was that you know, there's a difference between a male and a female, and God made it that way. But as a mother and being an only, you know, the single parent, you know, you want to cling to that daughter because you know the likelihoods of things that can happen to a young lady when she's out there by herself, rapes, you know, being kidnapped, the whole nine yards. Whereas a male, which some of the similar things can happen, but not as easily and as fast as it is with a female. So we cling to our females because, you know, reproduction can happen, and if you're like me, you don't want to be a grandmother real early. So you were watching and praying and, you know, trying to do the best you can. But I was explaining to her that you have to look back. If that's still a conflictual thought in your mind, even today, you have to look back and just check off all the good things that your mother has done for you and think, being on your own now and having a certain amount of money, and you can only do a certain amount of things. Just imagine at your age if you were single with three children.
That's true.
And then you go back and put yourself in her place, and then you check off all the good. You will have a whole different perspective of what your mother went through and how she gave up from herself to make sure that you succeed. And the young lady is doing a wonderful job. She's bright. She's creative. She's doing all kinds of things. And I said, look at where you are. Had you not had the mother that you had, you would have been a different person. Remember, you only had your mother. So all that you have, not saying your teachers and, you know, the church and everybody else, but your main teaching came from your mother. And she said to me, you know, I never thought about it like that. So it's all about, just like Mrs. Oliver, it's about being aware. This is what she's saying. Go back, get information, get an understanding to the best of your ability, and then move forward. There should not be any conflicts between a mother and daughter. I understand the teenage things because you're talking about a teenager that is just coming into her own. She's feeling something in her body. She's making this transition from a young girl to a young lady, and then there's competition between the mother and her mind. I'm grown now, I can move out and do whatever. But once you cross over that 20 line, I'm telling young ladies, look, go back, and you've lived just a little enough to go back and do an evaluation and then try to make another decision. Callers, I see you out there, and I'm coming to you. So, Ms. Pardo, I thank you for coming on. I thank you for sharing that. I know single moms would appreciate that. It is a major issue, but maybe sometimes you can share your story, send it to us, we'll put it in the magazine, and it will go out and people can hold on to it.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
954. Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Okay, I can't hear you, so I'm assuming that you're not there. So we're going to go to the next caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
good morning.
Dr. Fletcher. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, this is Dr. Fletcher. Who am I speaking to?
This is Jay Mike.
Jay Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good, good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. Today we're talking about mother and daughter conflicts, you know? Does
right.
that sound familiar to you?
Yes, it sounds very familiar to me.
Have you ever experienced a mother and daughter conflict?
Yes, actually, right now, me and my mother, we get along better now, but I know a particular conflict that I've had is to realize that you can't be best friends with your mother, like mothers and daughters. They can be close, have a close relationship, but then it's a line that has to be drawn. As, you know, like the lady earlier today, she said that her mother was 35 years older than her. So it's always going to be something going on because of the age difference. And a lot of mothers and daughters have it where they try to be best friends, but they can't be best friends. You know, you have to always establish, well, you know, she had me, so I have to look at her as a mother and not somebody, you know, have that real relationship with, like, a friend. So you, it's a means of respect, too, also.
Well, you know, I remember talking to a young lady that was talking about her mother, and she thought that she had the right to do whatever she wanted to do when she wanted to do it. And I would tell her, I said, you know, the day that you were born, your mother was a certain age. And I use my daughter, for instance. The day that my daughter was born, I was 21 and a half. And even to this day, I'm still 21 and a half years older than my daughter. Now, my daughter and I are very friendly. We do all kinds of things. But she understands the mother and daughter role, and I understand the mother and daughter role. It goes both ways. Sometimes mothers think that it's just the mother role and then the daughter. But it goes both ways, especially when you have an adult daughter, you know, because I'm not always right. So I have to yield to my daughter and say, okay, I'm sorry, you know, and the same with her. So with you and your mother, yes, I agree to some extent. Can you be, that was a story we did in the Mother and Daughter magazine. Can a mother be her daughter's best friend? Yes, you can be your daughter's best friend. You can be friendly, but that is a whole sort of department that's set aside from the mother role. And you have to let the daughter know, this is the line, and we're not going to cross this because this is the role on the right-hand side. I am your mother. You understand that?
Right.
So there's a certain amount of respect. And I think sometimes when we tend to be a little too friendly, tend to say things to our daughters that we change our minds, we tell them they can't do it, and then all of a sudden they get friendly and butter up to you, and then all of a sudden you say, oh, well, okay, honey, you can do it. Then they are creating a system to operate out of, and they will use that system throughout their relationship with their mother to manipulate the mother. So So you have to be very careful on that friendly role, that you don't allow them to create a system of operation that will work against the system that the mother has in order to make them the best that they can be.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about you, and then we're going to go to our next caller. What is it that you do? I heard you say J. Mike.
That's my name that I use. I also do so on here on Blog Talk Radio and my stuff. And,
okay.
When I go to school, and I do poetry. I write on the side. And
okay.
This the mother and daughter bonding, like, it's just awesome to me. Like, I'm still speechless on the whole thing and finding out, and it's just, like, for you to come up with this idea and with mothers and daughters, like, it just blows me away. Like, it's just something so terrific and astonishing to me because, my relationship with my mother, it hasn't always been perfect, but, like, I always look at it now, you know, that it could have been worse because I see a lot of daughters, they grew up without mothers, so this will really help me keep establishing a relationship with my mother because now I realize, now being 21, that nobody's not going to treat you like your mother. And,
that is true.
I'm ready for the future and for future episodes and everything because this is, like, amazing.
Well, thank you. May I ask you, how old are you?
21.
Okay. See, we're getting it from all perspectives. First of all, let me tell you, I didn't create the mother and daughter bonding program. God gave it to me, so I have to give God the credit on that. And it's been a wonderful journey. There's nothing more important than mother and daughter relationships because you, as a daughter, will one day want to create another family. And what we are doing at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Center and our programming is just to plant a seed in the minds of a young woman such as yourself to look at your mother and, you know, don't do the judging, just look at the whole situation and get the good so that when you reproduce and have a daughter or a son of your own, you will be able to what? Raise that family, and you will. A lot of times women say to me, I do not want to be like my mother. Well, forget it. You will. There are certain things about your mother you just can't pass. It's going to come up as you grow older. It gets stronger and stronger. So always look back, nourish, cherish your mother, and love her because she's not going to be with you for always. And I know how that feels. My mother's gone. Okay? J. Mike, you have a great day. God bless you.
You too.
Hello, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking to?
Dr. Fletcher, this is Cynthia Oliver. I don't think I disconnected from the first time because I've been I don't think I disconnected, so therefore we
that's
are
good.
Yes, ma'am.
That's good. We just had a young lady made a comment on yeah, I think it was something that you said about your mother. And
yes.
Like I said, I'm playing with it today, and I don't know if I can get everybody on here. I'm going to try a couple things. It's fun. I'm just having fun today. So I'm going to click
you,
on
ma'am.
Every one of them. Huh? Yeah.
I was just
hello?
Saying. Hello?
Yes, I think someone else is on the line. Who's on the line? Hello? 707? Someone has their television on. Can you turn that off for me, please? Hello?
Dr. Fletcher, are we still connected?
Yeah, I'm connected to you, Cynthia, and there's someone else. She just hung up, so they are gone. Okay, what do you think so far, Cynthia? You've been on? You've been listening?
Yes, ma'am, definitely. Out of all of the comments that came about, the young lady, she made the most valid point. When it comes to mother and daughter, you have to always know that there's a thin line between, and mothers have to understand that as well. We want to hold on so tight that our children don't stray away We cannot be our children's best friend and when it comes to doing the same things that our children do and trying to stay connected that way.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot stay connected on the same level as your child. Somebody
right.
has to be the adult.
Right.
And if you're doing
right.
the same thing that they're doing, the relationship will never foster healthy a healthy relationship as a mother-daughter relationship.
And she won't know how to raise her daughter because she will raise her daughter according to that relationship you had, which was not giving her the skills.
Without
I'm talking about the real values and skills of what's going to produce a healthy family. Because she will think, like, you know, one thing that bothers me, and I say that and I really mean it, is the fact that families don't sit at the table.
Amen.
The young girls today don't understand about having a meal, sitting at the table, and really discussing things that happen during the day with the children. Because if your children are out eating in the bedrooms, in the den, just getting a sandwich, they don't know anything about family bonding. Because, you know, that is the point in time. It's been happening over time that you come to the table, you eat, and you it's just a bread together. That's a bonding point for the whole family. So I'm putting it out there that one day we will have just one day that all the families can come together and sit at the table because young girls don't understand how to go to the cabinet and pull out several different things and make a meal. If it doesn't come all in one box or if it's not at one of the major quick, you know, places to get it hot, ready to go, cooking is out, practically out of the kitchen. You understand? So then
yeah.
it's hard
yeah.
for them to find a husband. So we're not teaching them the values that we were taught because we are moving in time. Everything's fast, quick, and, you know, and easy. Let me see if this caller is on. Hold on, Cynthia, let me get 305.
Hello?
Hello, 305?
Hello?
Yes. Who am I speaking
to? This is Melody.
Hi, Melody. How are you?
I am good. I'm enjoying your show. It's awesome.
Oh, thanks, Melanie. Are you having a great day?
I am having the best day ever.
Yes, I took a little page out of your book, Let's Go Play.
Yes, very important. It makes
good.
Life less significant.
Yes, it does. So
yes.
tell me what you think so far about our topic today, mother and daughter conflict.
You know, it's really great, and I have to agree with you as far as that best friend thing, because my mom is my best friend.
Uh-huh.
But it's like you said, it's very important. You still have a daughter role, and you still have a mother role, and there is a fine line, like Cynthia said,
mm-hmm.
and you don't cross that line. And sometimes
right.
we do, and we get carried away, but you regroup.
You
know, and you're like, okay, we're not going to go there again.
Right, right.
That's not a game we're going to play.
Right, right. Yeah. My mother used to look at me. She just looked at me, and I knew, uh-oh, I crossed the line. You know, she didn't have to say a word. There was symbols and body languages, and my mother didn't have to move her lips, and I knew I had crossed the line.
That's my mom. She says, learn to give your son the look.
Mm-hmm.
It's priceless.
I tell you, I was when you talk about the look, I you know,
yeah.
and I'm talking about things that we pass on to our children. You know, my mother, who's gone now, I have two grandsons, Jared and Josh, and so Josh was very small, and we were at this department store, and he looked at me and he says, "Nana, can I go over there and touch him like a little rabbit?" Looked real, and I said, okay, just go ahead and touch it. So he went and he touched it, and then he proceeded to move on to something else, and I said, and he stopped, he turned, he looked at me, and the lady next to me said, I need to take you home with me. I said, well, you know, it comes from the way that I was raised. I knew what that meant. He knew what it meant. You know, it's just something that, nope, don't do that. Don't go. You ask for one thing, come back, you know. And it's a communication that we have. And that's where that mother and daughter, I think you can make mother and daughter relationships and communications fun.
and you don't have to argue, scream, you know, because you develop a language.
Yes, I agree.
So tell me one thing that you would say was a conflict between you and your mother, either as a teenager or any other time.
Well, you know, I didn't really have conflict with my mom until I went to college. That, you know, like I think that parents teach you like A through Z and then you choose, I agree with A and B, I'll keep that. C and D really didn't work for me. D and F was really great, I'm going to keep those, you know, and so on and so forth as you go down the alphabet. And the problem that we were having was my mom controlled me, like literally said, say jump, I'd say how high. And then as I got into who I was, that she didn't have that power anymore. She didn't understand. And she would say, oh, I don't even know who you are. And when I explained it to her like that, she was like, oh, because she was, I think as human beings, we tend to make ourselves more like us. And my mom was like the epitome of the perfect kid, you know. So she wanted her daughter to be like her. And I think that was the problem. And then I wanted her to be like me. Like, she created me to be everything that she wanted to be, but she was too afraid. Like, I'm very independent. I could take care of myself. And she would always say that. And that was, like, her and my dad. They had this, like, unspoken agreement to make sure that our daughter was independent. So if anything, God forbid, happened to her, she would be able to take care of herself. And in, I think in the midst of that, maybe I became a little too independent. And she was like, oh, okay, that is what I wanted, but time to regroup. You know, maybe she's too independent, you know?
You sure was. You didn't have my mother? That sounds like my mother.
Yeah, I mean, my mom's phenomenal. So then what I learned, like, through the years, and now she's getting older, so I think it's very important that your whole entire relationship with your mother, that you learn to get along. And I think the easiest way to get along is to accept yourself for who you are, and in turn, it's easier to accept your mother for who she is, and not try to make her like you, but accept her for who she is and who she isn't.
That's the only way.
And that's made a huge difference. You know, like my mom always jokes, when I get old, I don't want to be a burden to anyone. Just put me in a nursing home. And I go, oh, no, I'm going to give you the worst punishment ever. You're going to come live with me. And my dad goes, I should put you to work.
And she says, oh, no, please don't.
You know, and she laughs. And it's funny because, like, the way we're raised, like, you know, we're from the old school. You know, your parents give you life. They raise you. They take care of you. And the biggest favor you could give them is to return the favor when we get older. Take care of them, empower them, you know, make sure they're, like, key people in your kids' life when you have kids, you know, let the kids know that the most important person is grandma and grandpa. And it's just, it's a different relationship, you know, with as a mother to your son or to your daughter versus grandmother to the son or to the daughter. It's like, it's, and my mom said that she's like, you know, I love you guys, and I never thought I would love anyone as much or even a little more, and I love Alexander more, and, you know, and not that I do, but I do, if that makes any sense, you know? Like, she could never knew that she could have even a greater love than what she has for her kids, for her grandson.
Oh, I can witness that with her.
Forever, right?
I can witness that. My mother, I was actually, this is one point I wanted to make on the show today, that a lot of times conflicts come out of one little word, and that's the word jealousy. A lot of times mothers and daughters don't want to acknowledge that. Jealousy plays a part in mother and daughter relationships, and that's going to be our topic for next week, jealousy between mothers and daughters. The other thing was I was jealous of my mother and my daughter, and I was in my 20s because I'm an only child, and I was used to getting all of the attention, and it took me a while to realize that I was jealous. I was 27 years old, still wondering, because my mother and my daughter was just inseparable, and I would say to her, you know, why, I'm your child, and that's your granddaughter, you know, and every time we come home, it's like all the attention, they go in the room, and they close the door, and I would be left on the outside. It was killing me. And so my mother said to me, she said, well, you won't understand until you have your own grandchildren what the love that I have for my granddaughter, which is my daughter Angela. But that wasn't getting it for me. But after I had my first grandson, Jared, I'm telling you, and then my second one, Josh, it's just like, and they say all the time, I brag on them all the time, I understand completely. There is no love like a grandmother and her grandchildren.
Yeah, it's a special
bond.
No, it's
different.
It's almost, it's almost unexplainable.
Throw you under the bus, girl. They will throw you under the bus for the grandchildren.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
this is very nice. I'm getting to the end of the show, and I've got to go. I don't want to go. This has been wonderful. Cynthia, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Cynthia?
Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
Okay, Melanie, Cynthia's on the line.
Yes, I'm still here.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, honey.
Hello.
I will, next week, I'm going to have this thing down to a fine art where I can put several people online at the same time. I just want to test it out today, see what it feels like. I'm enjoying it. I think it's a keeper. What do you guys think?
I think
it's a keeper.
Okay. We're going to have some fun with this every Saturday morning. Thank you so much for joining me. Let me close out by just making a few announcements. First of all, I want to say thank you to the Ambassador Daughter Group. Without them, they would, mother and daughter would have a difficult time in getting some things done. We have wonderful things that's coming up. Again, I want to tell you about the Mother and Daughter Conference Retreat, which is March 11th through the 14th, 2010, 10 being the number. This is new beginnings for us. It's going to be held in Hollywood, Florida. You'll be able to come and join us for the whole weekend to relax, have some fun, go to the beach. And, of course, we're in Florida, so you're going to get some sunshine, come out of the cold. And then I want you to go and visit us at our website, www.mdbn.org, the Mother and Daughter Bonding website. This is the magazine, Mother and Daughter Bonding magazine. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, click on the virtual magazine, hit the button at the top, and it will just simply turn the pages, and you can see an older issue of the magazine. Send us your stories, send us your ideas, any kind of creativity, things that you think that mother and daughters need to know, let me know. You can send that to me at drbessie@mdbn.org. And I'm going to spell that out. It's drbessie@mdbn.org. And other than that, let's see what else we got going. We have our Ambassador Daughter Group every other Tuesday, the second and Tuesday. We changed it. It used to be every Tuesday, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. We are looking for entrepreneurs. Each ambassador is an entrepreneur, own their own business, and we come together, we talk business strategies, we help develop our business, and we also look at what we can do to help mothers and daughters to improve their relationships. So anything else you ladies want to say before we leave?
I just want to say you did a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I had fun.
I second that motion. It has been a fantastic show, and I look forward to future shows and being able to really, really be a part of it. Thank you for allowing me my input.
Oh, you're welcome. Your input was valuable. I mean, you're talking about a 40-year conflict. I mean, you know, that was the highlight of the show, 40 years. And then you managed to work yourself around that and says, you know what, I'm going to forgive my mother, and I'm going to have my mother and daughter relationship, and I'm going to let the rest of it go. Because you know what, that's the best thing that you could have done, and that's the God in you to do
that.
She's a lovely woman.
My nails grow like weeds. Yeah, they grow like
that. Okay, Melanie, you're talking, and we're not gone. Okay, thank you all so much. You all have a great day. Thanks. I thank you, all of my listeners, for tuning in. I saw you. A lot of you did not want to participate. A lot of you tried. I just couldn't get to you on a timely manner. But next week, what I'm going to do, I'm going to work on seeing how I can put as many mothers and daughters together on the phone at the same time and have an actual roundtable conversation. So next week, we're talking about jealousy between mothers and their daughters. And I want to say to my daughter, Angela, she couldn't get on the phone today because she's sick and she didn't want her voice to be heard. So hello, Angela. Thank you. And this is the beginning of our Mother and Daughter Bonding talk show on Blog Talk Radio. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Hello? Hello?